When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Thanks for tuning in to the Drive On podcast, where we're focused on giving hope and strength to the entire military community. Whether you're a veteran, active duty, guard, reserve, or a family member, this podcast will share inspirational stories and resources that are useful to you. I'm your host, Scott DeLucio, and now let's get on with the show. Welcome back to the Drive On podcast. I've got a special episode today. It's a solo episode, which I haven't done in a while. Plus, this is the very first time I've released 2 episodes in a week. You know, if I'm posting 2 episodes, it has to be for a pretty important reason. So pay attention. You don't want to miss this. So last week, I released my first book titled Surviving Sun on Amazon, and it very quickly rose to the number one new release in the military families category. I was completely besides myself. All the support I received from all the listeners, social media followers, friends, family, was absolutely amazing. I couldn't believe how many people bought a copy of my book. I mean, I still can't believe it. So if you haven't already heard of my book, Surviving Sun, I'm going to give you a little overview of it just so you get an idea of what it's about. I was going to read the short description of the book, but it's weird talking about myself in the third person. You know, Scott takes a reader on a journey, blah, 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 you know, whatever. Plus, you can read that for yourself. If you go to the book's website, survivingsunbook.com, that whole description, that short description's all right there for you. You can take a look at it there. So the book is about my time fighting in Afghanistan as a combat infantryman, and the loss of my younger brother, who was killed in action just miles away from where I was in Afghanistan. And I've talked about some of this before on the podcast, but never in any great detail. So part of the book is to give a little insight and a little background onto my life, my brother's life, and, you know, what actually went on that day, you know, and what happened when he was killed, what happened to me while I was still fighting over there. You know, the whole story that goes around the entire situation, you know, everything from how I learned about his death over there to escorting his body out of Afghanistan and then the homecoming and all that kind of stuff. It's all included in there. So in the book, I try to provide you with an understanding of what life was like in Afghanistan for the soldiers who fought there. Not just me, but, you know, for all the soldiers. And of course, it's just from my perspective. So, you know, it's not 100% accurate for everybody's perspectives. But I feel like the perspective of one soldier, myself, is important to understand the overall picture of what actually happened over there. You know, especially if you don't know anybody who deployed. You know, if you're a civilian who never knew anyone who deployed to a combat zone, you may not understand what the day-to-day life was like. You know, sometimes it might be monotonous. Sometimes it gets hectic. Sometimes it's crazy, you know. But I try to give a good picture of what happened over there and what life was like. And part of the reason why I wrote the book is because I realized that there's plenty of stories that came out of the early wars of our nation that never got told. It was incredibly expensive to write a book back in the Civil War or even the World War I or II days. So many stories from back then either never got told or were only told verbally, you know, to family or friends, things like that. And once when the soldier who fought in those wars died, their story lived only in the memories of those people that he told it to. I don't want that to happen to the post 9/11 era of veterans. I think we have many lessons learned from the global war on terror, and it would be a shame, in my mind anyways, if no one ever put the words down on paper or in another format that will someday outlive the author. So not only did I write this book to tell my story, but I also wrote it to encourage other veterans to put their stories out there. It doesn't have to be in a book format either. You know, if you're not a writer, you don't want to write your story out, that's fine. You don't have to put it in a book format. You could tell your story in many different ways. There's many other ways of telling a story, but writing a book makes sure that the message isn't open to interpretation. You know, so if you put your story in an art form or something like that, then someone might interpret your story maybe in a different way than you had originally intended. You put the words down on a piece of paper and it's a little more concrete that way and it's less open to interpretation. Not to say that people can't interpret it the wrong way, but, you know, it makes things a little bit more clear, I think. Plus, the book is also referenceable. You know, even years after the stories are told, the words we wrote will outlive us, so the story can continue to be told. And the lessons learned and things like that will all outlive us and be available for people to learn from years down the road. And it's incredibly easy to publish a book these days. Well, I mean, it might be intimidating. I know it was for me at first. But once when you figure out how to do it, there's no reason not to publish a book. With print-on-demand tools like Amazon offers, where I publish my book through, you can literally write a book and publish it with almost no money out of pocket. There are free tools out there. As long as you have access to a computer, you don't even have to have your own computer. If you go to a library or you borrow a friend's computer or something like that, you can write a whole story using maybe like Google Docs, for example, or other free online tools. There's other tools that I've used to help format the book that are online, and they're completely free. And so there's great tools, great resources out there that you can use to write your book, and you don't have to pay anything until the first book is sold. And really, it's just taking a cut out of the profit from the book, and you're paying just for the printing and distribution and things like that of the book. You know, so you can do this. You can literally write a book with very little or almost no money out of pocket in order to do that. Of course, if you're interested in getting the book into as many hands as possible and you want a wider distribution, you're probably going to have to spend a little bit of money, but it's nowhere near what it would have cost 50, 60, 70 plus years ago. And just as a side note here, if there are any prospective authors out there who are interested in writing a book, but maybe they're too intimidated by the process and you don't know how to get started, feel free to reach out. I'd be happy to help share the tools I used and some of the lessons I learned along the way. Who knows? Maybe I'll even do an episode about that in the future just to help other authors. Maybe I'll bring on another author so we can kind of bounce ideas off of each other and you can learn the best practices from all of us, right? But another reason I wrote the book is largely the same reason why I have this podcast. I know veterans are stubborn, you know, and they don't like to ask for help. This may lead to some people feeling like that all hope is lost for them. But trust me, it's not all lost. There is still hope. But when you isolate yourself from other people, or you get turned off by how the VA handles things, or you just don't trust the VA, you might find yourself feeling like you're running out of options. You always have options, no matter how bad things are getting. This podcast talks about the struggles other veterans have had and some of the options that are available to you. And some of those options are not quite as well known as others, which is why I talk about them here, to let you know about some of these lesser known options. The book talks about my struggle with PTSD, the loss of my brother, obviously we kind of mentioned that earlier, and the unhealthy coping mechanisms that I use to deal with all that stuff. And while those coping mechanisms temporarily covered the pain that I was dealing with, they also eventually caused even more problems for me. Eventually, I had to figure out how to deal with this pain in a healthier way. It wasn't an easy journey for me, but it was necessary for me to experience the lows so that I could appreciate the highs. I want you to know that if you're struggling with something, that you're not alone. It's okay to struggle. It's human to struggle. But you have to keep working towards getting better. You can't just sit there and wait for better things to happen. That's what I did. I did work towards getting better. And I talk about that in the book very openly. So if you're interested in hearing about the path that I took, it's all there in the book for you. And so that's what I did. It's what I'm still doing. I am a work in progress, I think, just like everybody else. No one's perfect. We all are working towards getting better and being a better version of ourselves. But I guess the key message there is you don't give up and you just keep pushing forward. Now, over the next few weeks, I'm scheduled to be on a number of other podcasts, TV and radio shows, and possibly some other publications as well to talk about the book and my story and my background. And I hope if you happen to catch me on any of these broadcasts, you'll leave a comment and let me and the host know what you thought of the broadcast. Feedback like that helps the host book guests that fit their audience, fit what their audience is looking for. And, it also, quite frankly, helps me to know, am I talking about anything that's worthwhile, So if you happen to catch any of those broadcasts, definitely reach out. Let me know what you think they were like and what you liked about it, what you didn't like about it. I'm open to all that kind of feedback. So please reach out, let me know. If you are interested in supporting me with this new book, Surviving Sun, I'd encourage you to head over to Amazon and search for Surviving Sun. If you've already bought a copy on Amazon, thank you for your support so much. I would ask one little favor of you, though, if you've already bought the book through Amazon. Head on back to the Surviving Sun page on Amazon. And just go to Amazon.com, search for Surviving Sun. It should come up there in the search results and leave a review. Let me know what you thought of the book. Hopefully you'll want to give it a 5-star review because that helps the book get discovered by more people, especially if you've bought the book before, from Amazon. That really helps the rankings and helps get that book in front of other people. Now, if you'd like an autographed copy of the book, I'm actually kind of blown away that people actually have asked me for an autographed copy of the book. But there are some people who want that. And if you would like an autographed copy, there are two ways that you can go about doing that. One is to buy your copy directly on survivingsunbook.com. There's a yellow button that says get an autographed copy down on the page there, and use that to complete your purchase. Click through that. It'll go through the whole thing. As soon as you do that, I'll get a notification that you want the autograph, and I'll get it signed and shipped to you as soon as possible. There's also a place on the checkout page for you to add some personalization notes. So if you want to buy it as a gift or you want it to say something special, I'm happy to do that for you too. So go ahead and fill that out. Just let me know what you want it to say in the autographed copy, and I'm more than happy to do that. Again, I'm kind of blown away that anybody would want a signed copy of the book from me, but it seems like quite a few people actually do. I've sold quite a few of those signed copies already, so that's amazing. It's great, and I thank every one of you who's already bought a copy of the book too. So, and right now, the first signed copies are scheduled to be shipped out to customers on around September 20th. I want to say that's probably about when the first ones will come in, or will be going out, I should say. It takes a little while for Amazon to ship the author the copies of the book. So I've had plenty of people say that they've already bought the book on Amazon. They've gotten it. They've read through the whole book, and I haven't even gotten my copies yet. So it's a little bit of a delay on that, but I'm getting a bunch of copies in sometime late the week before, and I'll be signing them as soon as they come in and getting them out the door, probably the first thing that Monday. So so September 20th is when they should be coming out. So now the other way that you can get a signed copy for people who maybe have already bought the book on Amazon. Reach out to me via email or a message through social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, whatever, any of the podcast pages that you might follow on social media. Reach out there and let me know, and I'll send you the address to ship the book to. Send it to me. I'll sign it and I'll send it right back. And you know, that should be relatively quick. Obviously the easiest way to do it is just going to survivingsunbook.com, buying the book there. And then that way you don't have to do the back and forth of getting the book from Amazon, dropping it off at the post office, and then sending it back to me and me sending it back to you. That's a whole lot of logistics and things could go wrong there. But if you already have a copy of the book, feel free to, you know, send it to me and I'd be happy to sign it. So, you know, and I'll, when you reach out to me, I'll give you the steps to ship the book to me, where to send it to, and, you know, what to put inside the package, just so I know who the book is, and make sure that you have your correct return address and stuff so I can send it back to you. You know, just let me know where to send it back to and all that kind of stuff. And then I'll sign it however you want it, whatever kind of personalization stuff you might want. That's fine. I can sign that and I'll get it right back to you. Again, it's much easier to just buy it directly on survivingsunbook.com if that's what you want, if you want an autographed copy. But, you know, some people have already bought it on Amazon, still want the signed copy. No need to buy a second copy if you don't want to. Or if you do, that's great too. You know, go ahead and get it at survivingsunbook.com. I've actually had a couple people say that they were eager to read the book and they bought their copy on Amazon. But they also bought another copy through survivingsunbook.com so that I could sign it for them. And in the meantime, they've been reading the copy that they bought on Amazon, and they are planning on donating that copy to their local library once when they get the signed copy in from me. So again, I don't even know how to explain the feeling of, you know, people wanting me to sign a book for them. It's pretty incredible. You know, it's kind of mind blowing. This book, very shortly within the first day or so of releasing it, it jumped to the number one new release in the military families category, and that's just mind blowing to me. You know, it's obviously the position will fluctuate over time, but you know, the fact that it hit number one in anything just is a very humbling experience, and I'm truly grateful for everyone who has bought a copy through Amazon and helped out in that regard, and everyone who's left a review and everything else. It's really an honor to be able to share my story with you, and you know, I really do hope that it helps some people. So you know, if you've read it and if you've gotten anything out of it, please leave a review and let me know what you think. I really do appreciate it. Again, Amazon.com, search for Surviving Sun, or go to survivingsunbook.com for this book. And I really do appreciate you taking the time to listen to me pitch this book to you. It's kind of a unique episode, a unique situation. It's not every day that I write a book, so I thought it justified shooting in another episode this week and getting the word out there to all of you who may not have heard about the book. I've been posting about it on social media quite a bit, but if you haven't heard about the book, you have now. And you know, I just really do appreciate anyone who has given any sort of support by purchasing the book, leaving a review, and all those types of things. It's really, really an honor to be able to share my story with you. And one last thing, but before I close out this episode, I want to let you know about a giveaway contest that I'm running. It's for 5 signed copies of my book. I know I just got done saying how unbelievable it is that people actually want a signed copy, but I'm giving away 5 signed copies. And so if you go over to driveonpodcast.com/giveaways, you'll be able to enter into the contest and, you know, hopefully you win a signed copy. If you end up getting that, if you already had a book on Amazon and you wanted a signed copy, didn't know that was available, you can, you know, maybe try to win one that way, and we'll see how that goes. So again, driveonpodcast.com/giveaways, and take a look in the show notes. It'll be linked in there as well, but that's where the giveaway will be at. So enter, see if you win, and good luck. Hopefully you win a free copy. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening to the Drive On Podcast. If you want to check out more episodes or learn more about the show, you can visit our website, driveonpodcast.com. We're also on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube at Drive On Podcast.
into Menards and save big money. Stock up on water softener salt for softer skin and cleaner clothes. Diamond Crystal is the perfect choice of salt to minimize water softener tank residue. It helps your soaps and detergents clean better while increasing the life of your appliances and plumbing. Save big on Diamond Crystal products at Menards. And don't forget to check out the flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.